Welcome to morning prayer and worship for this third Tuesday in Easter in the church calendar. I'm so glad that you're here. If you do have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. You can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and joy to pray for you and with you.
Out of fear and into faith, you lead me here by your grace. I'm scared and full of doubt. I cannot move or find a way out. You say, come to me. You sing over me your wondrous song of freedom. You are free indeed. The waves of doubt I can quiet. You are free indeed. The voice of fear I can silence. You are free indeed. Bring my cup of kindness. His power strong, His word is true, His grace rings out for me and you. As we journey now from fear to faith, let us sing His song, let us celebrate His song of freedom. I am scared and full of doubt. I cannot move or find a way out. You say, come to me. You sing over me your wondrous song of freedom. Doubt I can quiet. You are free indeed. The voice of fear I can silence. You are free indeed. Drink my cup of kindness. His power strong, His word is true, His grace rings out for me and you. As we journey now from fear to faith, let us sing His song, let us celebrate His song of freedom.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name.
You are free indeed. The waves of doubt I can quiet. You are free indeed. The voice of fear I can silence. You are free indeed. Drink my cup of kindness. His power strong, His word is true, His grace rings out for me and you as we journey now. From fear to faith, let us sing His song. Let us celebrate His song of freedom.
Psalm 26. Give judgment for me, O God, for I have lived with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For your love is before my eyes. I have walked faithfully with you. I have not sat with the worthless, nor had I consort with the deceitful. I have hated the company of evildoers. I will not sit down with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, O Lord, that I may go in procession round your altar, singing aloud a song of thanksgiving, recounting all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house in which you dwell, the place where your glory abides. Do not sweep me away with sinners, nor my life with those who thirst for blood, whose hands are full of evil plots, and their right hand full of bribes. As for me, I will live with integrity. Redeem me, O Lord, and have pity on me. My foot stands on level ground. In the full assembly, I will bless the Lord. Psalm 28. O Lord, I call to you, my rock, do not be deaf to my cry, lest, if you do not hear me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my prayer when I cry out to you, when I lift up my hands to your holy of holies. Do not snatch me away with the wicked or with the evildoers, who speak peaceably with their neighbors, while strife is in their hearts. Repay them according to their deeds, and according to the wickedness of their actions. According to the work of their hands, repay them, and give them their just deserts. They have no understanding of the Lord's doings, nor of the works of His hands. Therefore He will break them down and not build them up. Blessed is the Lord, for He has heard the voice of my prayer. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and I have been helped. Therefore my heart dances for joy, and in my song will I praise Him. The Lord is the strength of His people, a safe refuge for His anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them and carry them forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever. Amen.
Our gospel reading is Luke 4, 31 through 37. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee. On the Sabbath he taught the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his words had authority. In the synagogue there was a man possessed by a demon, an impure spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Go away! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out without injuring him. All the people were amazed and said to each other, "What words these are! With authority and power he gives orders to impure spirits, and they come out." And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, and descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this third Tuesday in Easter. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work. Who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A few minutes. Pray for those in our lives by name. Pray for our own hearts, our own circumstances, healing, provision, deliverance. Let's pray for governments, leaders, the poor, those who are alone, friends, acquaintances, coworkers, family. Enemies. Lord, we pray for leaders, we pray for governments whose decisions affect so many, including the least among us, the most vulnerable. We pray today that they would make wise decisions, that you would give them wisdom, that we would be able to support them, even when we disagree politically, realizing that they have all of our lives in their hands in so many ways with the decisions that they make. We thank you that you are Lord of all. And we pray that your kingdom would come on earth as it is in heaven, and that your justice would roll down like mighty rivers. Those who are forgotten would be remembered. Those who are oppressed would have that yoke taken off of them, and that your freedom would reign. In the name of Jesus, amen. May the God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing through the power of the Holy Spirit. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. You are loved and you are set free. Even now, walk in that freedom today. Amen.